Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. I know, I get your tweets, I get your emails. Sam, it's been a week. When's the next show? Well, today is the next show. I can't believe, seriously, let me just check again. It's been 7 days. Yeah, 7 days since I recorded the last show titled The Faith Not Tested Cannot Be Trusted. And that's kind of where I poured my heart out. It was a different podcast, talked a lot about the Holy Spirit, talked about my journey, how I'm trying to shed arrogance and pride from me and just trying to just be the best servant I can be. I sent an email out to my list as well, as I mentioned. Some 25,000, 30,000 emails went out. I posted it on Facebook. And it wasn't to create a revival. It wasn't to, you know, bring people to Christ, although one person was, which was really, I think, the first that's ever happened to me. Praise God. And Sam, is this going to be now a religious podcast? No, it's not. But if you've been listening to this show over the last few years, the last 10 years, however long you've been a listener, heck, the last few days, you know it's just authentic. What's on my heart goes through this microphone, into your earbuds, and through the speakers on your computer. It's the only way I know how to roll these days. I'm tired of posing, man. I'm tired of being somebody I'm not, buying things I can't afford, money I don't have, to impress people I don't even like. I'm a broken man, just like you are a broken person, man, woman. And you're looking for answers, you're searching for purpose, and you want significance in your life. So if you want the well-polished, produced podcast or message from the person who's got life all figured out, I'm not your guy. I'm just not your guy. If you want authenticity from a Midwestern father of four, struggling, tripping over himself every day, you know, creating some cool stuff. I'm not saying I'm a complete loser and fail at everything. I've had amazing opportunities presented to me over the past few weeks. I'll talk about those as they mature. And if they don't come to fruition, I'm going to talk about them even more. Because as you'll find out, when you go down this entrepreneurial journey, when you decide to go for your dream, some of you have already, awesome. Man, you're going to trip and fall. 90% of the stuff I've tried never worked. Isn't that crazy? Sam, why would you keep sticking with something 90% of the time because that to me is, that's life. Most of the things we say don't come out the right way. We try to rehearse and say just the right thing at the right time, to the right person, in the right situation, and we flub the dub, and it comes out sounding like, bleh. You know, and it's like most guys and most girls will be like, I can't say something because I don't have the right words. Well, when you don't have the right words, that's when you have the right message. Do you receive that? When you don't have the right words, that's when you have the perfect message. Because when you have the right words, people see through that. It's too well-crafted. It's too scripted. It's too thought out. I'm not saying don't give thought. Sure, think before you speak. But when you stop sharing what's on your heart, that's when you stop becoming a real person. That's when you just become a robot. And you become like a lot of other individuals out there that I think of, people I've shared the stage with. And I use this example a lot. It's really eye-opening when you get on stage and you hear other speakers speak, come before you or after you, and you're like, oh, they're so-and-so, they're amazing. Wow, they're a 15-time New York Times bestseller, or they've done $10 million launches. And then you get up there and you see the scripted presentation with the exact PowerPoint, hitting it just the right time, just the right laugh track. It's like a sitcom. You ever listen to a sitcom? It's like, ah, it's like a laugh track from the audience. It's not a real audience. The message isn't real. Sharp people pick up on that. Some people may be tuned out. They don't. But as somebody who observes and I've made it really my mission to observe communication, both verbal and nonverbal, I find it just a little bit disconcerting that people struggle with being their authentic self. Imagine if we all gave an authentic presentation in every facet of our life, we would be more loved. You would be more loved for your flaws than you perceive to be more loved. Isn't it time you drop the facade? Isn't it time that you gave yourself permission to be authentic? I want to talk about in the next show right after this. We're going to do two today. It's a two for Tuesday. It's my old DJ. We're going to have a two for Tuesday at the Everyday Saturday podcast. But I want to talk about my friend Joni and the impact she had on my life. She died of brain cancer. She went to be with the Lord last week. And I want to share with you, this is going to be a powerful message. So if you're up for a powerful message, then tune into this show right after this one. I don't want to give it away all right now, but I woke up at 12:30. You guys know I go to bed at 9, right? If you didn't, you know now. I go to bed at 9. I woke up at 12:30, and I just was sobbing. Got up to check on Susan. She sleeps in the room with us, our trach baby, little miracle baby Susan, who, by the way, has a scope procedure at Children's Hospital tomorrow. Please pray for our family. It's a domino effect. We need to figure out the results of the scope tomorrow. Will let us know whether or not Susan needs airway reconstructive surgery. If she does, that pushes back when she can have her trach removed. And airway reconstructive surgery is, you know, it's they put a shunt in my daughter, in Susan's airway, to expand it, literally a object in there to expand her airway. It's just too narrow. She can't breathe. And that's why she's breathes through a trach. Anyway, we have that going on tomorrow. And, you know, there's a lot that's been, I woke up to check on her around 12:30. I woke up and I checked on her because she sleeps about 3 feet from our bed. And then I just started sobbing. And I'm not a crier. Yeah, I shed a tear every now and again at a Lifetime movie without my kids watching. The Hallmark Christmas movies. And when I worship at church, I cry. Not sobbing, just I get tears in my eyes because I just get filled with the Holy Spirit. And I just was thinking about Joni Lipsey. She died at 59 of brain cancer. She had it for about a year or so. And I was at the funeral yesterday and went to the viewing the night before. And I want to talk about in this next podcast when I met Joni, the impact she had on my life, what happened, why they had to move from Cincinnati, Ohio. Her husband, Tom Lipsey, was a pastor at Montgomery Community Church, and he had had an affair. And he had to get up in front of the entire congregation back in 2012 and confessed to them with Joni by his side. And then he got pretty much shown the door from Montgomery Community Church. This is probably 3,000 to 4,000 people that go to my church at Montgomery Community Church here. And it was a big scandal. I mean, look, make no mistake, big, big scandal. So Tom hadn't been, I don't know if he's been back to MCC or not. I don't know. I think yesterday, this weekend, was the first time he had come back to MCC, and we welcomed him back, and we loved him, and we honored his late wife, Joni. They stuck together. Joni forgave Tom. They have 3 boys, John, Caleb, and James, and they got up and gave just an amazing testimony about their mother. So on this next podcast, I want to talk about the power of forgiveness. I'm going to be interviewing my father. That's another thing. Jeez, I got a lot to talk about. I didn't think I had this much to talk about. My dad's, I don't even know how old he is, 88, 87, something like that. He left my mom when I was 3 months old. I met him for the first time pretty much a few years ago. I went down to Annapolis, Maryland. I just reached out to him. I haven't talked to him really in the past few years at all. Don't even know the last time we had a, it's just, I don't hold a grudge, but I don't think about him. It's weird. It's like, I had coffee with him, but it was like having coffee with somebody that I met at Kroger. He's my dad, but I have no relationship with the guy. So I'm interviewing him on my podcast this week. He's got Skype. His friend Hugh downloaded Skype on the computer so he could get on my dad. I hope this works. The guy is so old. I don't know if he's going to be able to work it, but I hope he will. And you're going to hear me talking to him without filters. It's not like I've got no script. I'm not sending him any questions in advance. Nothing. We're just going to catch up, and I want you to hear what it's like to forgive somebody, because you probably have something in your heart that you need to let go of. I know you do. If you're a human being, you do. Holding a grudge never works. It's the equivalent of drinking poison, waiting for the other person to die. I've got some questions for my dad. None of them rehearsed, but I know they're going to come to my mind. So if you're interested in that, tune in later this week. You'll hear that podcast. We're going to record it on Skype and let you listen in on it, without filters. And so this next show coming up right after this one is my testimony to Joni and the ability to just how she brought so many people together in Cincinnati, Ohio, that needed to come together. And the only person who could have made this happen was Joni, unfortunately through her death. But man, that is a life. Her life, I want to model in so many different ways. And I want to share that with you. So big show coming up today after this. But right now, this message is all about your authenticity. Don't search for the perfect words. Search for the right message. And the right message is an authentic message. Does that make sense? All right, cool. Let's get into the next show with Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.